The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up, all four of us back?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Even though Peggy was trying to rip this show, fuck that.
I mean, first of all,
every show with Peg's unhinged.
Well, I mean, you know, we had a
She's a loose cannon.
We had, you think?
And I love it. I love it.
And I love it, too.
Love every
Peggy.
Part of it.
I had a dumper on Friday.
She acts like she's some sort of angel.
She goes, oh, I can't say that? No.
What'd she say that you had to dump?
Pussy.
What?
She said pussy on the air?
Yes.
In what context?
I'm not talking. You were here. I'm not going to say it.
Well,
wait a minute.
So,
this is unhinged.
I ain't going to say it because you're asking
we
me
came
why she
back.
Said pussy. I don't know. No, you have to ask her why she said
no. In which context?
I'll tell you the context. We were coming back, obviously, from every break with Taylor Swift songs going into the weekend.
Pussy and, Willow?
No. Does she have a song called Pussy Willow?
Well, isn't it Willow?
That's where I get myself in trouble right here. I ain't going to say nothing.
Just sit back and relax.
And
coast for a
moment. And Charlie came out. By the way, it was hilarious. I got pretty good feedback from a lot of people.
She didn't
especially,
say greasy pussy, did she?
No, she didn't.
Oh, what? Now he's back. The good kid's back. Sure. Back in the mix.
Did she say sloppy pussy?
I have a sloppy pussy.
Well, now he's back.
Like,
for a guy that didn't want to touch this at all, he's all over it.
Not a crook. No, and I got good feedback from Peggy and I trying to guess the names of Taylor Swift songs, which is funny.
It
like,
was
I know
good.
All of them, but I don't know the names. But anyway,
right.
She comes back.
Love
with
story.
One,
Love
and
story.
She came back. Charlie came back. Charlie Bevins came back with one of her older ones that was just, I don't know. I said, really, this is what the one you choose to start with? You're coming back with this one? And Charlie said how he liked this one. And Peggy goes, boy, this one's a little pussy. And
wow.
And I
so
said,
she, in reference to our guy.
Well, yeah, I think more like the song. She more meant like, you like this song. It's kind of pussy to like this song. And that's what she was saying.
She was referencing Charlie's decision to choose that song. She called Charlie a pussy.
And I dumped it, and she was shocked. And then she goes, well, it's not like I said the C word. I go, Peg, thank you for not saying cunt over the
fucking So did you say
airplane.
That? You had to dump yourself?
I didn't say that, but I'm like, yeah, thanks for not saying that one, Peggy.
I still don't understand.
She's going to get us thrown off the air at some point.
I don't understand why that
Do
word
not pick on
carries
Peggy. She is
so
not
much.
Here to defend herself.
So much.
Why does any word carry anything?
I just don't know how he...
In this world nowadays, if you're calling somebody a pussy, you're calling them a girl.
Right.
And in theory, you're saying then you are lesser than a man.
I think that's
so
exactly.
So there's your explanation.
I got it. I'm saying the C word. I don't understand why that one is so much worse than...
It's decisive.
It sounds...
Right.
It's decisive.
In overseas, they use it.
It's
like the matter. It's the most...
Right.
Yeah, we've talked about
that
here.
The most common word.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it.
So what was... Peggy, what was her rationale, Yurk, that why she, what didn't she like about, who was she, I thought she was complaining
was
to
gone.
You.
I was gone. No, no, it was Friday. He
Peggy
was gone.
Was
she was in with me.
No, that was on the pussy stuff. She said to you about Unhinged, why she didn't like Unhinged, and how she felt uncomfortable. Over the radio, she's complaining.
I don't know.
She said that
she was talking and she was trying. It doesn't matter. We know what Unhinged is.
First of all, I think that
we know what our edict is from corporate on Unhinged.
I think her point.
She didn't understand.
Don't talk about Unhinged.
Yeah. I think her point basically was that the enunciation of that word is different than Johnny talking about putting his leg up and bathing his leathery man sack.
He's not bathing
I
yet.
I think that was kind of the
he's
reason.
He's jerking off in the shower.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. No, well, I mean, that you've crossed the line now. There's a better way of saying that.
You told us how you do it.
I think that's
Polish
the difference.
Polish the porpoise is different than what you said.
That's true. Well, first of all, she's got some nerve. She's not affected or offended by anything.
I'm telling you, I think a great listen would be Unhinged with her and Dion.
No doubt.
She needs to be here to defend herself if we're going to...
Well, nobody's taking shots at her.
I'm telling you what happened. I had to dump her again.
Yeah.
Every Saturday morning is unhinged with Peggy and Dion.
Really. I think it's
Dion blushing to everything that Peggy said.
I think it's fabulous. Dump fest. In fact, you know what? We should have Peggy and Dion in for an episode of Unhinged.
I think we would get a complaint to HR.
I think we would too, and Dion would not do it.
From Peggy. I'm telling you that right now.
Dion would never do it. She's too...
She's too professional.
We joked on Friday. We're not professional.
No, we're not.
We joked like Tracy Butler and Dion Miller doing it would be fucking hilarious. And I joked that
Jeepers Creepers.
Tracy
would turn 6 different shades of red.
Oh, can you imagine the two of them? I mean, what sort of dirty, filthy,
can
controversial
I
thing?
I want a cocktail. Can I say cocktail?
Yeah, that's good one. Yeah. They would blush over cocktails.
Oh my God. He said cocktails.
Who said cocktail?
Well.
But we are back.
I'm glad to be back.
After a hiatus.
And how was everyone's weekend? Sylvie had a productive weekend with the Cancer Survivor Walk. That looked nice.
That was yesterday. And then I was telling Waddle that...
I was smoking and drinking, so I was on the other end of it.
You were smoking?
I had a couple.
You
had golf.
Wait. You played golf. You just said that you quit smoking.
Unless I'm on a golf course.
No. He said that he's giving up smoking.
Unless I'm on the golf course.
Come on, you know that, Sylvie. When he's golfing,
that's what I said
there's
to
a
him.
Few Marlboro Reds.
I said to him, you have not quit smoking.
Reds are too harsh.
No reds. I don't know. I think last year at our golf outing,
I was smoking Camels.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh,
Camel. Forgive me. Smoking
Look at Joe over here.
Camel soft pack.
I don't think they make unfiltered cigarettes anymore.
No, I think you can still get a Lucky Strike, probably.
Really?
I think you could.
Paul Malls used to.
Paul Malls, yeah.
Paul Malls.
Lucky's and Paul.
You're a grown-ass man if you could get through a half pack of those.
Yes, can you imagine? One pull off of that.
Yeah. So you get drunk? You were drunk on the golf course?
I wasn't drunk, but...
But what?
No, I mean, I have a couple of beers when I play golf. I like to enjoy myself.
Do your lungs hurt at all? No. Because you don't smoke a lot when you when you take that first drag? No, they don't.
No.
Are you kidding me? It's more of an elixir.
I can't imagine I have more
liver pain than I do.
He gets an endorphin rush when he puts a square in
it. Oh, yes.
I think my lungs would explode if I took a puff of a cigarette.
Right.
I don't know, dude. I think it would hurt.
No.
I haven't had a drag off of a cigarette since I was like 26 years old. It's been 20 years, probably.
You don't know what you're missing.
Braxton picked one up yesterday.
I'll smoke a cigarette with Braxton.
He picked one up near the Field Museum, and he didn't know. Don't pick up any cigarettes. And he picked one up, and he goes, what's a cigarette?
Sylvie goes, ask Uncle Tom.
Go ask Uncle Tom when he's on the golf course. Yeah. At the cancer walk.
As Carmen said, you had a much more productive weekend.
Don't pick up those dirty cigarettes.
Yeah, please.
Don't pick up the clean ones either.
From all the safeties this weekend.
Stay away from them.
So I saw on Allie's Instagram, because she was working all weekend, she put some cool pictures up just from
every
suites.
Morning. You know what time she got home every morning? Like,
two,
so I'm exhausted. 1:45 every morning. Yeah. She got home from working in the suites. So
Swifties, good tippers.
Really good.
It was a good weekend. Maybe she take you on vacation.
Go out and celebrate. Right?
Well, it's a consolidation.
Oh, wonderful.
Community resources, Johnny.
Yeah, take each other on
one
vacation.
One person told me that when you get married, two separate accounts. That's what they said. We'll keep the peace.
Really?
We don't do that.
An account that's shared, an account.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's three accounts, then.
My wife's got a slush fund.
Yeah.
She siphons off of our fund into a slush fund.
Right, her own
so,
fund.
Like, you're her slush screwed. Fund. Exactly, yes.
You're getting screwed.
You're screwed.
But my wife...
But Tom goes golfing whenever the hell he wants to go golfing. Anyway.
I do whatever. Well, yeah. Yeah.
The kids are old.
And the wife goes to tennis camp.
Yeah, she does.
She's playing. She got a match today. She had two matches yesterday, a match today.
All going to tennis camp. Go see old Todd Martin.
Yeah, not Todd Martin.
No.
Whatever his name is.
Cliff Drysdale.
Yeah,
good old
Todd Martin Nissan, right?
Todd Martin's going to my wife's tennis camp, so I got fucking big trouble.
There's a problem.
Here he comes with the big Pathfinder.
Todd Martin.
She comes home in a Land Cruiser. What? That's nice car, honey.
Oh, shit.
I want it.
We had a great weekend. We're going back next week, me and the girls.
Oh, boy. Oh,
Did Allie say it was pretty great, though, being there? I mean, she's working, but...
I haven't heard one person say a bad thing about that show.
Yeah. It's not anybody. My cup of tea, but I'm the same way. I'm amazed, at the success of it, like the smooth nature of how it all comes off and the professionalism with it. I mean, it's...
She performs for 3+ hours. Yeah, her first show goes on at 6. She doesn't get done till 11:30. Like, that's a 5+ hour show. Where do you get that? Like, I know...
Got your money worth.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Like, at least they give you your money's worth.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess so. Well, I don't know if anything's worth $3,500.
I thought the side of all the girls who couldn't get tickets inside were standing outside and were singing all the songs.
Were they?
Like listening to radio.
It's like the Deer District up in Milwaukee.
I saw some. I didn't go hunting for it, though, really, this weekend.
I didn't hunt for it either. It came on the Twitter thing.
Yeah.
You know, just somebody who's at Twitter that I might follow put it out there for thousands of girls out there singing the songs.
That would be fucking creepy if you're scrolling through Twitter.
Looking to find Taylor Swift footage.
Just scrolling through Twitter.
Like, how about you're out there
trolling?
When you're scrolling through Twitter, you're really kind of scrolling to what you're going to find.
Yeah.
You're not looking for something specific.
Right.
If you're hunting on Twitter, that means you're hunting for something specific.
Right.
Scrolling means you're just going to look at whatever the hell comes down the pipeline.
Because
there's some crap comes on. I don't follow any of these people.
No,
and
I
it's
know.
Suggested
you're under
by
the For You. That's
suggested
why.
By the idiots at Twitter.
It sounds like everything went off without a hitch either.
Yeah, I don't think
it like for 3 days and 65,000 plus every night.
Every night, yeah.
That's amazing.
Pretty crazy. Well, good for Taylor. One of these days, maybe I'll go see her when she's not as popular and older and her tickets are in $3,000 a seat.
Good luck.
Well, I think next time it's got to be a better process, right, when
they first get
the tickets out. What made it so expensive?
Well, there was
a snafu with Ticketmaster, I think. It was
the
secondary market is where the prices rise. People that work in the business of reselling tickets have the knowledge and the access and the way to do it. Danny's, not Danny, but you know how Danny Zetterman has Pearl Jab where he's got access to Well, guess what there is, guys? There's
Priority.
A Taylor Swift fan club. And if you're a fan on Taylor Swift's fan club, you get access to the tickets before anybody does. Wow. Why? So you join the fan club for an X amount of dollars a year.
You buy 8 tickets and sell 4.
There you go. So, I mean, that's what's happening.
What were the
ticket sale? Ticket sale in Live Nation, everybody's been complaining about for years. They had things in front of Congress, for Christ's sake.
I know.
Because of what they do and how much they jack the tickets.
They were down at the Congress.
They were with the Congress.
You remember when, like, ticket scalping was not legal? Like, now it's...
Oh, please.
I mean, do
whatever
you
want. Teams do it their own side.
They scalp their own tickets.
Do you remember when Greg Couch, the old Chicago writer?
Yeah.
You know, the Cubs got ripped for that when they set up their own scalping shop.
Right.
Now, everyone has their own scalping shop.
They were ahead of their time.
They all followed their ticket exchange, they call it.
Yeah.
Here's the
Crane Kenny, right?
The best thing that ever happened with that for the teams was they had a crystal clear understanding of what people were willing to pay for their product.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they got. It was free analysis. You didn't have to pay somebody to tell you, hey, this is what they're willing to pay.
Yeah, right.
They found out themselves. They had all the information in front of them.
That's good market research.
So they threw the money that used to waste on consultants, and paying consultants a dollar is really a waste of money.
Mm.
So don't waste your money on consultants. They created a system where they could get all the numbers themselves, and now they charge you.
Now they fuck you in the resale drive-through.
Now they do that.
Yeah, right. Did ticket prices plummet at any point going into the weekend for the shows?
I have no idea.
No?
Yeah.
You weren't hunting for that either?
No. Well, we looked towards the end of the show on Friday before we cross-talked with you guys. I did look. I mean, they were still high. I mean, they had come down. You guys talked about it on Thursday of last week, how they started coming down. You could get in for like $600-700, which was a considerable drop off from where it was last Wednesday. But I just, at that point, I didn't look again, and I didn't know if at any point, all of a sudden you can get in for $200.
Were there any rules with regard to, like, I guess you can't do it, but, like, can you stream it?
I don't think so.
As somebody...
Don't they put a lock on the phones in there?
I was going to say, do they do anything?
I don't think so.
They don't? Because I thought for a while some venues
I don't think it stops you from taking video, though.
That's true. Just couldn't take video.
Aaron Rodgers, is that what it is? They don't
you
let
you just can't reproduce it, or you can't.
I thought for a while there's some venues or some concert. I don't know if it was the artist or what it was. They would jam up the they would make sure that the Wi-Fi or the data wouldn't work, so you couldn't live stream it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. I think Rogers put did he put that up live though? Yeah,
no, I don't think it was live. I think it was a post afterwards.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't even think he was there. He just superimposed himself with a bunch of friends.
Right. It was AI
because he doesn't have friends. Right.
Speaking of him, Danica Patrick was at the Soldier Field show yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, she was posting.
Yeah.
Big fan of Danica. She's a good follow on Instagram.
Is she really?
Great driver.
Great follow.
She's not driving
anymore. I didn't know that.
Great driver.
She's a commentator now.
Mm. Is she?
She does Indy 500 on NBC with Tirico.
I'll know that.
She's a great follow.
I'll follow Danica. Great.
The Indy 500 went and it came and went like nobody even remembered.
Nobody even knew.
It was like a puff.
Nothing. You guys went to broadcast from there.
We did a Fast Friday.
Yeah. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, we did a Fast Friday down there. Yeah, yeah, what a good time.
I hear a lot of people say it's fantastic. It's one thing I've never had the urge to go to.
Who won?
I have no idea.
I know the guy's name.
Go ahead.
It's Joseph Frederick.
Yeah.
Joseph Newgarden.
Newgarden. That's exactly right.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah. Joseph Newgarden. Anybody? No?
No.
Anybody?
I have no idea.
I couldn't name another IndyCar driver.
I couldn't. I wouldn't name him if his name was on his driving.
Mario Andretti.
Andretti, you'd be fine with. Marco Andretti.
Okay.
So, this is like Takuma, his grandkids.
Mario Dead.
Who Mario's alive.
Is he?
Mario's still alive.
Yeah, Mario's alive.
AJ Hoyt?
No. Foyt.
AJ Foyt.
Who's AJ Hoyt?
Long time ago.
You're thinking of Lamar Hoyt.
Lamar Hoyt? Isn't there another Hoyt?
You don't want Lamar Hoyt in a fast car.
No.
All those guys are from years gone by.
Is Lamar dead?
Lamar Hoyt, I think, is.
Not sure.
I don't know. I'll double check.
You got a Brian Huerta?
I don't know.
Who's Carlos Huerta's son, the guy that used to be, you know,
the
kicker. He's a legacy driver.
Carlos Huerta.
It's Carlos Huerta.
Nice. It is not. Yeah. Lamar Hoyt died in 2021. Yes.
He's dead.
Oh, just recently.
Yeah. Died.
Wow.
Died
made it longer than
2 years ago is recently. Then, recently.
Well, that is recent. 2 years is recent when it comes to death.
Yesterday's recent.
Well, when it comes to death.
Yesterday's recent.
When you're talking about
2 years ago is 2 years ago, Tommy.
I think when you're talking about death, if you've died 20 years ago, that's a long time. If you died 2 years ago, that's pretty recent.
Yeah, 2 years ago is kind of recent. Yeah. I'm with Tommy on that. That's,
dickhead.
That's somebody he's
you're
not even 2 years. It's like a year and a half.
You're a greasy pussy.
Oh,
thanks, Peggy, for allowing that to be used.
You know, he golfed with Harbaugh and the gang.
I remember hearing about this. Yeah,
we got the crew together.
I got invited for it.
Yes, yeah. I called in the last minute, and you couldn't get away.
Said, Yurko, come on up, because you're only doing a half-hour shit. Half-hour shift.
You take
cancel
a half-hour
work.
Shit like that.
Yeah. He goes, cancel work. Come on up and play with us.
That shows you what he thinks about his show.
Exactly.
About the show.
Half-hour shit.
About working.
Yeah, half-hour shit.
I got to go do a half-hour shit with Carm.
We had somebody couldn't make it. So
why would you invite a Packer? This is all former Bears.
They love me. He didn't play for the Bears.
I don't play against all of them.
I know Cap. I know everybody.
You know Cap Boso. Yeah. You know Jay Hilgenberg. You know Harbaugh. He played against them all.
He knows somebody.
Hilgenberg loves me.
He's a fucking Packer.
So what does that have to do with it?
Was this at Strawberry Creek?
This is a Bears reunion.
Had a great time.
Most of these guys also met my brother when my brother was in camp.
Yes.
Well, they all know the good kid.
Mirko was in two camps.
Right. Yeah. Mirko was there with all of the guys.
And he knows Favre, too. Is he invited?
Well, it's a little different. I mean, Yurko's a Chicago guy. I mean, his brother played for them.
Sylvie doesn't want you invited. I thought it would have been great.
Former Bears.
You couldn't make it, so Mark Carrier joined us.
Listen, if Sylvie never gives me an invitation or something, I will not shed one tear. Okay?
What do you think of that?
Tommy,
the good kid would have been perfect.
Tommy.
We giggled for fucking 2 days.
Yeah, I'd have laughed my ass off and I'd have told lies. And we all were better than we actually were.
Yes.
Of course. Why not?
How is Harbaugh as a golfer?
He's good.
Is he good?
Yeah,
just
we
a good
played
athlete.
Him. Jay and I played him in Morrissey day two, and we played 9 holes. Jim had to get back for a camp, so he left after like 14 holes, and we beat him.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's good at everything.
I can imagine.
Did he get competitive?
No, he was good. It was just one of those. It was chill. Like we got together and hit a button, and we were in a time machine, and we were all 25, 28, 30 years old.
It's always fun.
Nobody talked shop. We just talked about stories from playing. Cap Boso is one of the funniest motherfuckers on the face of the planet.
It
was a good player. Lives in Indy now. I mean, Just had a blast.
That's fun. It's always nice to get back together.
It's a reminder that, you know what? We're on the back nine of life.
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. When you get these opportunities.
You're on the 10th hole.
I'm on a 15th green.
Yeah, me. I'm on a
you got to take these opportunities.
I'm on the 10th tee box.
You got to take these opportunities to go
do stuff.
You're not
on the 10th tee box. I'm on the 10th tee box.
I'm going to be honored at 10.
You're fucking crazy.
No fucking chance.
I'm on the 10th tee box. The rest of you fuckers are at least
on 12. No fucking way are you on the 10th tee box.
I'm 46. That's the 10th.
And his grandfather lived in his 90s.
Are you going to be 95?
Well, if 92. I'd be 92? On 10T if I make it to. Both my grandfathers lived into their 90s.
Wow.
It bodes well for me.
Okay.
I'm on the 10th tee box.
Plus, you live clean.
You guys are. I do live clean.
That's right.
I probably drink a little too much bourbon.
My dad made 80. My mom's 76.
But you're not on the 10th tee, but you're fucking crazy. You're not making it to 100.
I understand. I'm 55, you jackass.
You're putting on 12 tee. I mean, you're putting on 12 green.
I'd be lucky if I had 25 years left.
You're in the pisser right before you tee off on 14.
I'm 70% of the way there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my point. Well, my point was, you got to take, I'm 56.
Yes.
You got to take these opportunities.
I'm looking at the 13th.
Yeah, well, Waddle's walking down the 15th fairway right now.
I mean, yes.
I'm putting out on 12.
Right. I mean, you may be on the 15th.
I'm putting out on 12, walking the 13th.
I will say this, though. My mom and dad's families, both extended families, they had people living to early hundreds.
That's incredible.
That's good. Early hundreds.
They were drinking this stuff straight from the earth.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm talking about the way they made whiskey back in Kentucky there.
Yeah, but they still make whiskey pretty much the same way.
Yeah, they do bourbon, but not the other stuff where they add colors.
Well, yeah, you don't want to do
colors.
That. But yeah, that's good genes.
My dad hasn't had a drink since he was 17 years old.
It's amazing that he was drinking before when he was a teenager, and then he decided to stop.
Well, no, it wasn't that he could. He decided to stop. He was allergic
right?
to it and couldn't drink.
Yeah. That sucks. That would
I told him I probably would have put a pillow over my head.
It skips a generation.
That would really fucking suck if
your daughters are consumers.
All but one.
Yeah, Angela's not, right?
No, my third one isn't.
Oh, okay, got it.
Does Harbaugh dress in the khakis for golf, too?
He didn't have khakis. He was wearing, but, like, there's two or three guys were wearing pants. Jay was wearing pants, Morrissey was wearing pants, and Jim was wearing blue pants.
Blue pants from Michigan.
Michigan, yeah.
Of course. He doesn't wear the khakis anymore.
No.
What about those glasses?
Yeah.
He was wearing the glasses.
Yeah. Captain, we had a fucking blast.
I bet you did, dude.
We had a blast.
Trips like that are
great
fun.
Great time going down memory lane. And by the way, that golf course is spectacular.
Strawberry Creek is
30
great.
Minutes away. It was Hilgi, you know, him and his brother with a partner put it up there. It's beautiful.
It's great.
And accessible. And
it's
the clubhouse
actually his course. Like, he built the course?
I don't know if he owns all of it, but it was his course, from inception.
It was his course, I thought you meant he's a member there.
No. He and his brother developed it.
Yeah.
Wow. I've played it.
I've played it.
Yeah, it's very nice.
It is.
Yeah.
And his brother was didn't his brother like run the pro shop for a while when they first opened it, I feel
it's
like?
It's a first class joint.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It really is cool.
I think there's just more than him and Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the brother, the non-football playing brother, was the one that was the golf pro.
I think you're right, yeah.
That but it's great.
I met him once up there, yeah.
Good times, man. You got to take those moments.
Yeah,
and savor
you really
them.
Do. You got to, like Ferris Bueller
maybe
says.
Maybe like if you're just making 10. The turn and you're on the 10th tee, it's different than me.
I played there 5.5 years ago, and they had some construction projects on the side. You know, houses going up.
Yes.
Yeah. Have they built it out?
Yes, they built a bunch of
homes.
It's
all built out now?
Not all built out, but there are a bunch
I'd
of
I'd say
homes
it was about 30%, 35%.
It's probably 50% there. Now.
Okay. When you drive by it on 50.
You could see it.
You could see, you're right on the golf course, and you could see all the development that's happened in those last 5 years. Yeah.
I love Carmen keeps bragging about being on the 10th.
Yeah, I'm
it's great. 10.
You guys are fucking old. I'm on the 10th.
I am old.
I'm teeing off on 10.
Are you getting up early to, like, are you taking morning pisses now?
No.
Like, do you got to get out of bed to piss at 4:30?
No.
Really?
Really?
No.
Wow.
No.
I have to stop drinking so much water before I go to bed.
I hydrate. I don't know. I mean, but that's good to stay hydrated. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It is, but, like, it interrupts your sleep. Like, you don't want to.
Yeah.
I get woken up by the urge to piss by 4:30, 5 o'clock
really?
Every day.
Yeah. No, usually
but
I don't.
But I drink a lot of water at night.
I won't say never, I guess, but no, that's not like a common occurrence.
See, I think I wake up and then notice I have to go.
Yeah, it's not really waking you up.
No.
It's just like,
I woke up because I don't sleep.
Yeah, I might as well take a piss.
Chicken or the egg. Right. How do you know you didn't wake up because you're...
Mm. That's a good question. I don't know.
It's true. That. That's true.
It sucks. It sucks getting up at 4:30 to take a leak and then trying to get back to sleep.
What are we hard for, boys?
Oh, boy. I am hard. That's summertime, a great question. I mean, it's a Monday. We don't often do the show on Monday.
Yeah, but
you know?
I mean,
it's like, what are we hard for right now?
Is it NBA Finals now that it's 1-1?
Well, I like that.
It's got to be White Sox baseball, right? They're only 5.5 back.
Jake Berger.
Not hard for him at all. I fucking love Jake Berger.
So you're hard for Jake Berger?
I am.
He's not hard for a good burger.
I fucking love
the White Sox are so bad.
They are, but at least they did the job this weekend.
The Cubs are so bad.
Hey, the Cubs have 1, 2, or 3
I'm
in San Diego.
Over Marcus Stroman.
Marcus Stroman's been great.
You're the 0.93. guy. What do you mean?
You get some form, or
I'm signing him. Doing?
Oh, you're signing. You're
I'm signing. What? Wait. You're
Jed on. Wait, did Jed say he's going to sign him?
Jed was very political about everything we talked about.
What did Jed thrill the world with?
Jed's good. He's always a good listener.
Look, why did you just segued into penis mode over there?
That's what I do.
I know. It's just like it's magical to watch it happen.
Thank you.
He leans back and then all of a sudden goes into penis mode.
Turns into Dickhead Johnny.
Turns into Dickhead Johnny.
Hey, can we title this for reminding me when I tell Eric Ostrowski
over Jed? Jed Hoyer's thoughts.
No, I didn't say that. When Eric Ostrowski puts the title, Yurko turns into penis mode.
Yeah,
penis mode.
Goes into penis mode right at the end.
Penis mode activates.
Honestly,
still on
I'm
the coattails of Theo.
It's Yurko's superpower.
I'm hard that the weather, it feels like the weather has turned for good. Summer feels like it is
How's
here.
The right pace of baseball doing?
Oh, stop it. Yeah, you don't mean that. That's ridiculous. Stop.
Oh, just with less playoff appearances.
The Ryan Pace.
Just with less playoff appearances. Ryan Pace at least had 2 playoff appearances. The Ryan Pace of
how many did Jed's only had 2?
I don't know how many Jed's been there.
Well, Theo. Alone.
Theo was the general manager.
Yeah, alone.
Let's remember
no, he wasn't.
Who Jed
Theo was the president.
Bullshit.
No, Jed was the general manager.
Yeah.
I am Penis Man!
You're being silly.
Penis Ryan Man, Pace. Activate!
I mean, come on.
In the form of a penis.
Giant penis.
I mean,
of course, uncircumcised.
A crusty, angry
eater mode.
Uncircumcised.
With a
penis.
Hood.
It's there for the flavor, Sylvie, in case you ever want to try.
Oh, Jesus.
No, no thanks.
Is that your flavor saver? Is that like a beard?
Hey, I just went hardcore on him.
That's hardcore on him.
That's what they call like when you grow a beard. They call it flavor. How's your flavor saver?
Flavor saver?
Yeah. Carm's got a flavor saver.
Can you imagine that fucking thing?
Yeah.
Drenched in urine.
He takes that thing out.
Just for Sylvie.
There it is. That fucking hood.
Just for Sylvie. Drenched in urine.
He's got to pull it back.
Oh, that's when the cheese comes.
Oh, God. Motherfucker, make it stop.
This is why Peggy won't listen.
Exactly. There's a difference there's a difference between saying the word pussy and that.
In like the visual of peeling back your foreskin.
I just asked how the interview was, and nobody wants to talk about it.
I was good. I listened. It was good.
Said it was political. What are you hard for?
I'm hard for the U.S. Open coming next week.
Is it next week?
Next
this week
already? Or?
Yeah.
Is it this week?
No, I think it's. I think
this was the first week.
It's Father's Day. It's a couple weeks.
Father's Day. It's 2 weeks. Not
when
this
is
weekend.
Father's Day?
I was wondering that too.
So Father's Day is not this weekend. It's next. So Yurko's right. It starts next Thursday.
I'll be in Tennessee with my dad. That'll be
good.
Great.
You guys will have fun. Be able to sit there and watch it. I want to see if Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, or one of the live guys can go ahead and pop up there on the leaderboard again, because the Ryder Cup is going to be an issue. So,
well,
I think it's a big issue. You guys don't give a shit about golf, so who cares?
I do.
I care about golf, and I wonder if the U.S. team is going to have a representation.
Yes, they will.
From live golf out there, and I know Scotty Scheffler has already said, I want it. The idiot, Brandel Chambly. Ugh.
They'll have it. Those guys.
He doesn't want it. Brad Faxon said it should be. So.
Yeah,
that's what it should be.
Do you want to win?
Brad Faxon.
Do you want to win?
If you want to win,
you have them.
Yeah.
If you want the best team, you have the best Americans.
When's the last time they won in Europe?
1993. Well, because back then it was still odd number of years. Yeah. They got pushed back to even number years because
well, twice.
Well, twice. I guess it's back on odds now, isn't it? For a while, it was even because of 9/11. It was supposed to be supposed to be like the next week.
Right.
So if you remember, in September of 2001, so they pushed it back to 2002, and then it got fucked up again because of COVID. So now it's back on odd number years. So now it's 2023.
See how that works?
So 93 was the last time they won.
You know me. I love
the Ryder. And now they're in Rome.
Yeah, Sylvie does love the Ryder Cup.
Any chance for you to get back to Rome?
No, because it's during football season.
I'm doing a scout survey. I'm going to Rome in 3 weeks.
Oh, I'm jealous.
3 weeks from Saturday.
It could be the same week of Kansas City.
I think it is, actually.
Yeah. I mean, how far away is the golf course?
Well, I don't know. You're going to be out in the country a little bit.
You got to get out of the city.
Yeah, you're going to have to get out of the city. I don't know, Sylvie, to be honest.
What course is it?
I don't know.
I've never even heard of a golf course in Rome.
Yeah. Outside of Rome,
you got to ask Francisco Molinari.
Sylvie, you should go check it out.
I'm going to be drinking wine, eating.
Is Emmanuel Grillo one of yours?
He's not looking for a golf course.
I'm so jealous.
Just going to be walking, drinking coffee, drinking wine, eating pizza, eating pasta.
When are you going there?
I'm so
3 weeks from Saturday.
Oh, wonderful.
Or Sunday. From yesterday.
You flying first class?
You going to be there for 2 weeks?
No.
You
3 weeks, maybe?
I'm doing flying economy plus there.
How long a flight?
9 direct. And then on the way back, this new, it's not business class.
Spirit. They call it over there El Spirito.
What is it called? It's called Economy
Plus.
It's not Economy Plus. It's the
Economy Plus.
Economy
plus.
Minus.
Economy Minus.
It's called Get Your Shit Together.
It's a special section between economy and business class.
How much does a first class ticket to Rome cost these days?
$6,000.
Yeah, I was going to say
it's ridiculous. Yeah.
What if you buy them in advance?
Doesn't matter. A lot of money. So premium economy, it's called. It's above economy plus.
Can you lay down in your chair?
It goes further back, and they've got a leg rest, but not quite.
When we flew Air Conilingus, we had
Air Conilingus,
Conilingus, baby, Air Lingus. Stop it.
I went to high school at Connie Lingus.
I know you did.
Good kid.
It's actually not bad. It's only like 33 minutes outside of Rome. It's the Marco Simeoni National Golf Club.
Is Emmanuel Grillo one of yours? Is he Italian?
No, I believe he's Argentinian.
He probably played for the Bulls, didn't he?
Yeah. Emmanuel Grillo.
Emmanuel Grillo.
He's probably of Italian descent.
I want to go to Italy.
Marco Simeoni.
Marco Bellinelli.
Marco Bellinelli.
I'd take that alone.
If I ever went back, it'd be Croatia. It'd be on the coast. I'd have to spend about 3 to 4 days with relatives when I'm up.
Of course you'd have to.
Yeah, well, that's what I said.
So it's going to cost you $6,000 or $7,000 to fly first class?
Oh,
how about
that's why we're not. That's why we're not flying first class.
Yeah, you can't fly first class.
That's why we're not doing. It's just not.
That's expensive.
Look, would you? This is my philosophy on that. Really quick. Would you, if you had a hotel room, would you pay, if you had a hotel room for $1,000 or like, say, getting to Rome first class, or going to Rome for an economy ticket is like 1,800 round trip.
Rubles.
Okay? Well, first class, it's $6,000. Where it's a 9-hour flight. Would you pay for a hotel room for one night, $4,000 extra for one night?
No.
No.
Of course not. It's a 9-hour trip. You would never pay for a hotel room a $4,000 difference for one. This isn't even a night.
No.
$9,000.
You guys have bigger.
This is just a chair. Hey, it's a difference in a chair. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
Do you have bigger shitters in first class than you do?
No, same.
Economy minus.
No, you get to lay down.
You get more room. You get more leg room. That's
so,
it.
I think maybe. On the way back, I think I would be more.
It's on the way there. On the way there, you want it because it's an overnight flight, and that's when you get more jet lag. On the way home, is when you take the bullet,
so to speak.
On the way home, it's an easier thing.
You're getting hours back at that point.
Yes.
Your 9-hour flight.
So you pick that you had, on the way out.
You only lose 4 hours.
Technically, they say it's better to do it on the. But again, to me, it's not worth the bang. You know,
I'm
like,
with you. You could suck it up for 9 hours.
It's a nine-hour thing.
Where else are you going besides Rome?
We're going to Rome. We're going to Florence.
Rome
for 3 nights.
Lovely.
Florence for 2 nights.
You going to Milan?
Lake Como for 4 nights.
Oh, wow. Say hello to George for
Holy
me.
Holy cow.
And then 1 night in Milan, and we're flying back out of Milan.
Flying out of Milan. Milan's up north, too.
Milan is up north.
So that's what we're doing. We're going gradually further
north.
We did south last time at Amalfi.
Did you go to Sicily? Damn.
Jealous.
We were thinking about Sicily this trip. We decided on Lake Como over Sicily.
How about Palermo?
No, that's in Sicily. You don't want to go to Palermo. I've heard the countryside's beautiful in Sicily, but
how about Napoli?
Naples is.
That's where we flew in last time to go to Amalfi.
Yeah,
we flew into Amalfi. Naples last time.
But Naples itself, I don't know.
Yeah.
You got a little Italian in the family somewhere?
No, but I love it. Okay. Food, how could you not love going to Italy and eating that food for 2 weeks or a week and a half?
You need chicken parmesan?
You know, there's a great Croatian restaurant in Fulton Market. It's fucking surprised. Fantastic.
Yeah, you've been there.
Joe Flom's new place. Yeah, it's,
yeah. What's it called?
Rosemary.
Yeah,
it's
good stuff.
It's exceptional.
Maybe the beaches of Croatia one of these days.
You have the octopus there.
I did have octopus.
Here's a lesson.
It's exceptional.
Beaches, stone. No sand beaches in Croatia. It's all stone beaches.
I bought my water shoes yesterday on Amazon.
That's why the water's so clear.
But really? True. Because how many of the Italians go and they use those beaches in the summertime?
Of course they do.
Right? But there's no sand beaches.
Pure. There's no sand
beaches. Not a lot, no. I bought water shoes yesterday on Amazon.
Stone beaches.
You got to wear shoes.
Small pebble stone. That's why the water's so clear.
I guess. I don't know.
All right,
boys. BlueChew.com. Get your month's supply for
free.
What
are you hard for, Carm?
What did I say I was hard
Nothing.
For? No, I am. Summertime's here.
Tommy didn't
here.
Say you were hard either.
We got,
the weather's turned
NBA
finally.
NBA playoffs are 1-1. Maybe it'll be a little bit more of a competitive series than we thought after that first game. It was an impressive win by the Heat last night. We got Little League playoffs this week. I'm hard for that. So, all kinds
of stuff. Hard for the Jed Hoyer statue that's going to go up outside of Wrigley.
I'm back in penis mode.
You guys will all be building it.
I fucking sent Marcus Stroman and it turned into a Jed Hoyer thing.
BlueChew.com. Get a month's supply free. Use the code Unhinged when you check out. Everybody have a great week. And why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?